Capital District area Congressman Paul Tonko was joined by Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, the state party co-chair, on a conference call today to discuss the effects of sequestration. Mayor Miner says that the sequester is hitting Syracuse hard.
Cuts in the sequester have all of us on edge because we know our priorities like education and Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, medical research are vitally important to not only our quality of life, but our overall health in the city of Syracuse. As I have gone about my mayoral duties, I have run into people who have started talking to me about the U.S. Attorney's Office getting ready to furlough and lay people off. We have, in Central New York, a burgeoning radar technology industry. And as both the leaders in that industry, the managers and the workers, have individually approached me and said, you know, we've had meetings. We're afraid we're going to be laid off. Our customers have stopped ordering products because of the sequester and its impact. This is hitting people in Central New York at a time when we can least afford it.
Tonko labeled sequestration as mindless. He says he's been against the process from the beginning.
We require more academics here. It should be a classroom exercise, not a spectator sport. And what you needed here was sound results. And unfortunately, we attached to that Budget Control Act, the authorization to pay our bills, sequestration, which now shows itself as the cruel creature that it is, because it is not only going to set back the economy, it's going to deny some basic needs that people have. And our mantra here should be to build, not destroy.
Mayor Miner and Congressman Tonko are calling on congressional Republicans like Chris Gibson of the neighboring 19th District to end the political brinksmanship and work with President Obama and Democrats on a balanced approach to America's debt and deficit and put the interests of the economy and middle-class families ahead of tax breaks for the rich. Congressman Gibson reacts.
In the House, Democrats and Republicans work together with Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, working with the President, and we came up with a bipartisan agreement to avert default. And Mr. Tonko voted no. He voted no. So it's rather hypocritical for him now to make charges in the way that he has. But look, I'm hopeful that he will see that there is merit in the bipartisan framework that I'm supporting, and that he'll become a supporter of it himself.
Gibson accused Tonko of electioneering. Gibson stressed the election is over, and he says it's time to work on solutions that grow the economy and restore a balanced budget over time. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.